Hey everybody, Great Big Pete here with a special bonus episode of Great Big Pranks. And now for a word from our sponsor. Just in the mirror, feels so fine. Got the cosmetics, they're all mine.
Jizzfit.com, they got the goods, champions like they should.
So, this morning I woke up at 7:30 a.m. after a really peculiar dream. Let me tell you about that dream. In the dream, I was working in an office and we had to evacuate the building. The dream began as I walked up to the desk with the building intercom. I verified that it was indeed an emergency and checked the evacuation protocol for that type of emergency. The intercom system in the building was really old, but it functions just fine. I depress the button and instruct the occupants to leave the building via the stairs and repeated the same message in French, because Canada, eh?
Your attention, please. There exists an emergency in the building. I repeat, there exists an emergency in the building. Please calmly evacuate to the nearest exit or stairwell. Votre attention, s'il vous plaît. Il existe une urgence dans le bâtiment. Je répète, il existe une urgence dans le bâtiment. Veuillez évacuer calmement vers la sortie ou la cage d'escalier la plus proche.
I remained at the desk to oversee the evacuation of the building. Then, as the last of the occupants were leaving the building, a group of men in suits approached me. They were tall men, and they surrounded a slightly shorter man who must have been really important. The men stepped aside, and none other than Russian President Vladimir Putin approached me. He said nothing and had a straight and serious face. He made eye contact with me, and after what seemed like an eternal pause, he handed me a red foam clown nose and said, "I think you dropped this, Peter," in a heavy Russian accent. Not wanting to disrespect the world leader, especially with all of his bodyguards around, I accepted the gift and politely replied, "Thank you, sir. But I must say that I see what you've done here." Mr. Putin said nothing, but cracked a little smile from the corner of his mouth. And then, as quickly as he appeared, he was surrounded by his bodyguards and whisked away to safety, leaving me holding my red foam clown nose.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.